When the deal to sell Eversource's aging power plants was announced in March, it was supposed to save customers more than $300 million. But expert staff at the Public Utilities Commission asked to review the deal have concluded otherwise. In testimony filed this week, one even estimated the deal could cost ratepayers more than $600 million. Another recommended delaying the sale by 5 years until more natural gas pipelines are built and power markets stabilize. Republican Senator Jeb Bradley, who helped broker the deal, says Eversource, formerly PSNH, will be the benefactor of any delay.
So I think that, they've got the math wrong. And, you know, the winners here, if staff gets their way, will be PSNH shareholders who will be laughing all the way to the bank that we've turned down such a great deal.
After taking into account all testimony, including that from staff, it will be the politically appointed PUC commissioners who have the final say over whether the deal gets approved. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.